Topic 1. Malala Yousafzai. Exercise 1. Listen to some extracts from Malala's acceptance speech for her Nobel Prize, 2014, and answer the following questions.
Dear brothers and sisters, I was named after the inspirational Malala of Mewand, who is the Pashtun Joan of Arc. The word Malala means grief-stricken, sad. But in order to lend some happiness to it, my grandfather would always call me Malala, the happiest girl in the world. And today, I am very happy that we are together fighting for an important cause. This award is not just for me. It is for those forgotten children who want education. It is for those frightened children who want peace. It is for those voiceless children who want change. I am here to stand up for their rights, to raise their voice. It is not time to pity them. It is time to take action. So it becomes the last time, that we see a child deprived of education. Education is one of the blessings of life and one of its necessities. That has been my experience during the 17 years of my life. In my paradise home, Swat, I always loved learning and discovering new things. I remember when my friends and I would decorate our hands with henna on special occasions. And instead of drawing flowers and patterns, we would paint our hands with mathematical formulas and equations. We had a thirst for education. Because our future was right there in that classroom. But things did not remain the same. I was in Swat, which was a place of tourism and beauty, when it suddenly changed into a place of terrorism. I was just 10 when more than 400 schools were destroyed. Women were flogged. People were killed, and our beautiful dreams turned into nightmares. Education went from being a right to being a crime. Girls were stopped from going to school. When my world suddenly changed, my priorities changed too. I had two options. One was to remain silent and wait to be killed. And the second was to speak up and then be killed. I chose the second one. I decided to speak up. The terrorists tried to stop us and attacked me and my friends who are here today on our school bus in 2012. But neither their ideas nor their bullets could win. We survived. And since that day, our voices have grown louder and louder. I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is not. It is the story of many girls. Though I appear as one girl, I am not a lone voice. I am many. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of education. My great hope is that this will be the last time. This will be the last time we must fight for education. Let's solve this once and for all. We ask the world leaders to unite and make education their top priority. Why is it that countries which we call strong are so powerful in creating wars, but are so weak in bringing peace. Why is it that giving guns is so easy, but giving books is so hard? Why is it? Why is it that making tanks is so easy, but building schools is so hard?